This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue the study which we were involved in last time of great declarations from the cross. You remember that we read as the basis for our study from the Bible from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and I urge you to go back and read that passage if you have not already done so. Last time we pointed out that the very fact that Jesus died on the cross makes a number of declarations to us. First of all, it declares that sin is real. If there was not the reality of sin, Jesus would never have died. It would have been utter foolishness. Secondly, it declares that every one of us has sinned. The cross says to you and it says to me, you have sinned. In the third place, we pointed out that the cross declares the righteousness of God. And by the righteousness of God, we mean that something must be done about our sin. God is not simply going to overlook it. We certainly must grant that the Bible teaches that God loves us, that He is gracious and loving and merciful and forgiving. But He isn't going to forgive just everybody. There must be the blood of Christ to be applied to the sins of the soul of the person who has been guilty of sin. It is true, according to Titus chapter 2, verse 11, the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men. In other words, God offers salvation to everybody. And yet Jesus made clear in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, that few will be saved while many will be lost. And so you see, there is something for us to do. Sin isn't going to just come out in the wash, as we say. Something must be done about it. I want to read to you from Romans chapter 3, beginning with verse 24, where Paul says, being justified freely by His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to show His righteousness because of the passing over of the sins done aforetime in the forbearance of God. For the showing, I say, of His righteousness at this present season, that He might Himself be just and the justifier of them that hath faith in Jesus. Therefore, it's clear that God demands that something be done about our sin. There is a fourth declaration from the cross, and it is the helplessness of man. By that I mean, the cross says to every one of us, you cannot be saved without the grace of God. There is simply no amount of good works that any of us could do that could earn our salvation. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul declared, for by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Now this is not to say that there are not acts of obedience, that there are not works of the gospel, with which man must comply in order to be saved. But it does tell us that there are no works of merit by which one could say that he has earned his salvation, separate and apart from the grace of God. The cross, in effect, declares to every one of us, you cannot be saved without the help of God. You cannot be saved without the grace of God. You cannot be saved without the blood of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, the Bible declares, apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. But note carefully that in Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 4, the Bible makes clear that the blood of animals cannot avail to that salvation, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. And yet Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 declares that we have redemption through His blood. We are justified by the blood of Christ, Romans 5 and 9. We are purchased by His blood, Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Be with us next time as we continue this very vital study.